Chapter 12, Terms. In this section, we will go over all of the different terms you could use in your lending business. There are many ways to structure your deals. Make sure you use terms that you feel comfortable with. Interest rate. There are different ways you can charge interest on your loans. You can make a fixed rate loan or an adjustable loan. We always make fixed rate loans. Why be bothered with having to calculate the adjustments based on some index, such as the federal funds rate or the LIBOR rate? I would suggest you just make a fixed rate loan and keep it simple. Now, how much do you charge? That is an important question. But first, you must find out what other hard money lenders in your area are charging. Payment options. There are lenders who require the interest to be paid on a monthly basis. Some lenders require the payments to be escrowed and included them in the loan amount, and there are others who will allow interest payments to be made at the time of payoff. I have mentioned previously that I like to have monthly payments coming in because I want my borrowers to feel that pain every month. It is important to have that sense of urgency. We want them in and out of the loan and into the next deal. Monthly payments also keep me informed of my borrower's financial health. If they are starting to pay a little late every month, or they tend to overnight payments to avoid their late fee, which is stiffer than an overnight charge, I know to be a little concerned and will tend to keep more in touch with them. I am trying to protect the investment not only for my lender, but also for the borrower. You could also have them make no payments and just pay the interest when they pay off the loan. As previously mentioned, I would not do this. Have your borrowers make regular monthly payments as it keeps them vested in getting the project completed, sold, and on to the next one. I have a close friend who is also a lender, and he allows his borrowers to hold their own rehab money and pay no interest for the 4-month term of his loan. They must pay him at the end of the 4 months. He is finding that 70% of his borrowers are not paying at the end of the term and are pushing him to wait until the house sells. This is causing him all kinds of problems. They are clearly taking advantage of his kind-heartedness, and he is caught off guard when he learns they don't have the 4 months' interest to pay. Now, they are not just one payment behind, they are 4 payments behind. That is a difficult to pull out of. Don't do this kind of loan. There are also some lenders that will actually include the interest payment in the loan itself. That means the borrower is paying interest on the interest. It also means they are not borrowing the full amount that could be borrowed on the deal. Lenders need to structure their lending criteria to match their threshold of comfort. Borrowers need to choose the program that will not only get their deal started, but also one that will allow them to be successful. This is called win-win. Postponing the first payment. If a borrower asks to postpone their first payment, I may be willing, but only if I am comfortable making the loan to them and that they will make the payments when they start. If I did postpone their payments to start in 60 days from closing, I would charge them maybe a point or two for that option. Yes, I know the points would be more than the payment. However, if they want to delay the payments, they will need to pay extra to make up for it. So why would someone want to delay their first payment? It could probably be because they think they can sell the property fast and close before the first payment will become due. Term. You can make your loan as short or as long as you want. Most hard money lenders make their loans for a term of somewhere between 6 to 12 months. Here's what we do. Our loan terms call for a 6-month interest-only loan at 15% interest rate and 5 points at closing, which means we simply reduce the loan amount of the money we are funding by 5%. At the 6-month mark, the loan is due in full. But if they can't pay it off, they can pay 2 points to extend the loan for an additional 3 months. This will help the borrower if they haven't finished the project or they haven't sold the property yet. Then, at the 9-month mark, they can pay another 2 points and we will extend it for another 3 months. Then, when the loan is at 12-month mark, we require them to pay it off. Now, if they can't, I would let them pay 2 points again and extend it for another 3 months. So based on my terms above, what kind of return am I getting on my money? Well, I'm getting 15% interest plus 5 points at the close, then 2 points at 6 months and 2 points at 9 months. So 15 plus 5 plus 2 plus 2 equals 24% return on my money. Not bad, huh? Points. You should always charge points to close a loan. 1 point equals 1% of the loan amount. If it is a $100,000 loan, then 1 point is $1,000. Points are nothing more than prepaid interest paid up front when the loan is closed. Banks and mortgage companies and credit unions all charge points. We typically charge 5 points on a hard money loan. I have even seen other lenders charge between 2 and 10 points. The great thing about charging points is it also lowers the amount of money you fund on the loan, thus prepaid interest. For example, if you made a $100,000 loan and charged 5 points, that is $5,000 in points. When you close that loan, you would only have to fund $95,000, but you are earning interest on $100,000. Isn't this great? You can also charge additional points at different times throughout the loan. You could charge 5 points at close, an additional 2 points if they want to extend the loan past 6 months. This is what we do, as previously described. Participation loans. Another way to get a better yield on your loan is to make what is called a participation loan. This simply means that you are going to participate in the profits made on the deal. You will simply need to put in your note that you get X percent of any and all profits when the house is sold. I personally do not like these, except on rare occasions, as I want the borrower to know exactly what they owe me up front and work to get the property completed and sold ASAP to pay me off. I want them to work hard for their profit and get to keep it all, after they pay me off, of course. Another thing to keep in mind if you want to make a participation loan is to only make this kind of loan to someone you already know can complete a successful project and make money doing it. Prepayment penalty. Some lenders charge a prepayment penalty. This is a penalty that the borrowers have to pay if they pay off your loan early. The reason lenders charge a prepayment penalty is this. If the borrower pays off the loan, then the lender just has to find another place to make a loan so their money is working for them at the desired rate of return. For this reason, the lenders charge a prepayment penalty. We do not charge a prepayment penalty. We want them to pay it off as soon as they can. We make good money on points and always have more borrowers wanting to get money to fund their rehab projects.